WIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. Brock, Hunter.
Bring your green hat.
Lottie
going
Dottie,
streaking.
We like to party. It's 6:47, Brock, Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
I don't know if I said the time or not already. I kind of black out whenever there's Snoop on. So yeah. We got to get to it. It is time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. You'll breathe.
Got a little wheeze in there.
Yeah, you no wheezing at AIR. They got
did you take the stairs, Brock?
Yeah, but I like the stairs.
Anyway, go see them. Get your car fixed up right and fixed up right the first time with AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Well, this has finally come to a head. You may have heard some rumblings earlier this week. Neil Young, in an open letter to his management and record label, said, quote, I am doing this because Spotify is spreading fake information about vaccines, potentially causing death to those who believe this is disinformation spread by them. Please act on this immediately today and keep me informed on the time schedule. What are we talking about exactly? Well, Neil Young said, if you missed it, that either they pull Joe Rogan off of Spotify or my music is going to be taken off. Well,
wow.
Spotify has made their choice and they picked Joe Rogan.
I'd take a wild guess.
Yeah. Let's see. They took the guy that brings in millions and millions and millions and dollars.
No,
revenue.
Here's the thing. Hey, Neil, you know what they're paying Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was his contract?
Did you say, like, what's
$500 million
yeah, like
or something?
Half a billion dollars for his podcast. Yeah.
Like, bro, I'm sorry, Neil. I know you people playing your music. I get it.
Yeah.
But pick your battle, man.
Well, and he has every right, you know. And if he wants to, voice his concern, you know, Neil Young though is in a place where he can afford to do that. Though, I mean, right. I'm sure he enjoys the royalty checks he gets every month from Spotify because he's a popular artist. He's led, you know, been doing it since the '60s, man. But Spotify is obviously going to keep the guy they've invested millions of dollars in.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'll give the guy credit. And this is not either he said, she said. We're not agreeing with either side of this. I'll give Neil Young credit for standing by it, you know, and saying like, hey, pull my music if you guys don't pull Joe Rogan. It's just, I mean, what did he think was going to happen? Of course, this could maybe
sway
some.
My question to Neil is, you're the only one, though. Why isn't there anybody else doing this?
Then there might be people to follow, but again, that's kind of what I was saying in the sense of he's able to do this. There's a lot of young artists that aren't. I mean, they may not agree with Joe Rogan, but they may need
those
Spotify plays to pay the bills. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
As of 7 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, only two Young albums remained on Spotify: the 1993 compilation "Lucky 13," whose rights are controlled by Geffen, and "Sugar Mountain Live at Canterbury House" in 1968, which was released by Reprise in 2008, but whose streaming copyright is held by Silver Bow Productions, an old company under Young's control. It's not clear why the live album is still in service. So, oh boy. Yeah, I mean, I could have seen that coming when the news first broke about Neil saying, look, it's either Joe or me. I mean, you pretty much knew which side they were going to lean on. There wasn't any question about that. Yeah. I'm
the
just
Vegas,
surprised.
Vegas betting was on Joe.
Yeah, I'm surprised how quick it happened. I mean, it's like he made the comments, I think, like on Monday, and it's Thursday, and they're like, all right, yeah, we'll see you. Have fun. Have fun. I don't know. Maybe he'll go to Amazon now. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen now with Neil Young. But yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to stick with Spotify. I'm just saying.
I mean, it as far as a free subscription is concerned. But I mean, does that matter? I don't think that'll hurt him at all. So he'll be fine.
The guy's fine.
Yeah,
regardless, he's fine. And he got his words out.
Yeah. We'll see.
People heard it.
Yep. Joe Rogan still on Spotify, if anyone was wondering. So, all right, there you go. That is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, January 27th, 1944, the legendary Nick Mason, drummer of Pink Floyd. What? Pink Floyd.
It's the cover band.
It's the cover band of Pink Floyd. You got it. Of Pink Floyd was born in the UK. Actually, fun fact, Nick is the only member of the band to play on every album since the band's formation in 1965. Only
really?
One. Yep. Every single one. You stuck with it.
I love me some Pink Floyd, man.
It's good. It is good stuff. You put it on.
It came out of the garage the other day. My dad and I were working on the old truck. Yeah. Pink Floyd comes out. I'm like, I wonder if my dad likes Pink Floyd.
You know, what'd you do?
He started whistling it. He likes it.
Smoke. You take a fat rip off a bong. You put on Wizard of Oz, and then you match it up perfectly with Dark Side of the Moon, and you're like, whoa.
Hey, man. Dad, have you ever taken a fat rip? No, I don't think so.
No, I like to drop acid before I do that. It's better. What, no. Dad? Nothing. No. Don't worry about it. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 Benton Harbor. We'll be back.